He's a Morse alumni, distinguished professor of political science and law, past co-editor of the Law and Society Review, and nationally recognized, too, on this U.S. Supreme Court oral arguments and decision-making. In fact, authored oral arguments and decision-making on the U.S. Supreme Court. So we couldn't think of a better person to talk to about what's going on in Washington today with President Trump nominating Neil Gorsuch and Professor Timothy Johnson. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave.
Always good to have you on. Well, I want to get your reaction to the announcement and your thoughts on this.
Sure. I mean, I think that this was a very good pick for President Trump in terms of picking someone who is not only deemed as extraordinarily conservative. I mean, by legal scholarship and political science scholarship measures, he is at least predicted to be the second most conservative justice on the bench right now, which places him very near where Justice Scalia was. And so in terms of a pick for the president, as he thinks about changing this court for decades to come, this was a pretty good pick for him.
What happens to Justice Anthony Kennedy should Gorsuch get approved?
Well, nothing will happen with him right now. I mean, the scuttlebutt, the behind-the-scenes talk in Republican circles is that this would at least give him the sense that he could leave the court in quote-unquote good hands of another good conservative, especially given that Judge Gorsuch clerked for Justice Kennedy in the past. And so the idea would be that if Justice Kennedy decides to retire in the coming year or 3 years before Mr. Trump's next reelection bid, that would actually secure for sure that five-person conservative majority on the bench.
Here in Minnesota, Tim, as you know, of course, we have two senators that are on the Judiciary Committee with Senator Franken and Senator Klobuchar. So let me ask you what you think the nomination process will be like.
So I think this will be a very tough nomination process. And while it would always be tough when you have one party in the minority who really needs to or feels like it needs to fight a nominee who they think will and know will change the outcome of the court, as I said, for decades to come. But this is particularly difficult for the Democrats right now because of the almost entire year-long wait for a vote on Judge Merrick Garland that never came. The Democrats feel that this was a stolen seat on the U.S. Supreme Court that could have tipped the balance in a more liberal direction for those decades to come. And so now I think this gets to be a really bitter battle, not only about ideology, but about how presidential nominees are treated within the Senate.
Is it unusual to be 49 and be nominated for the Supreme Court?
I think it's quite unusual. I mean, the last time we had someone this young was Justice Clarence Thomas at 43 years old in 1991. And so when you reach the pinnacle of your career before you've hit 50, this is a really unusual move. But it's an excellent move for presidents because a president at most stays in office for 8 years. At this point, at 49 years old, Judge Gorsuch, should he be confirmed, could sit on the bench for 40 years.
Your reaction to almost a reality show spin of the announcement in prime time.
This is absolutely in keeping with what has gone on in the first 10 or 11 days of the Trump administration, and I think it's something that we will continue to expect in the future. But it absolutely flies in the face of the decorum that goes along with such a solemn event of, and also such a prestigious event of a Supreme Court nomination. In this case, there was actually one additional part to this, not only bringing both nominees to the bench, but for, I believe, the first time in modern history during a nomination, the president himself came out alone instead of walking with his chosen nominee.
Boy, he hasn't wasted time getting to work, has he?
Absolutely not. Things have been flying in these days.
Professor Johnson, always appreciate your insight and time, and hopefully we'll stay in touch here during this process, too.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Professor Timothy Johnson from the University of Minnesota, professor of political science, and as I mentioned, a past co-editor of the Law and Society Review, and very sharp on the Supreme Court. We'll check your traffic and weather next, and then Steve, standing by with news.